It's episode 7. She's allergic to face masks. She's allergic to butter, but she's not allergic to penises. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV
turns
talk.
The song up loud.
Now, let the buzz begin.
Jeff, turn it up. Yeah. It's Control by Janet Jackson because you can control anybody, trust me.
No, because Danielle thinks that she can control everyone for this bridal party.
Well, she can't control everybody, and she can't control me. It is After Buzz's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. I am your host, Hollywood Leon, filling in for Chelsea Stark Jones, my close personal Bravo sister. But I do have a fabulous panel. Your regular panel with me tonight.
Hey guys, Angelo Garcia. I missed you guys last week. I'm back.
Hey, it's me, Angel Saunders, and glad to be with you once again tonight.
And it's nice to meet you guys.
I know, it's great.
It's been going well.
We all just met about an hour ago. We're best friends now. Jersey style. Let's get into it. We have a lot to discuss. We have a fabulous news and gossip section for you guys. News I sent in that I hopefully got in. If not, we're going to be talking about the breakdowns. We have a table flipping moment segment to be talking about. We all have different opinions. I can already sense it. We're going to talk about it all tonight. Let's jump into it. Margaret is hosting a brunch. Let's do a quick poll. Who loves brunch?
Is that even a question?
Oh, yeah. I love brunch.
What?
Mimosas, orange juice.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like to be a little bit different and do a little pineapple mimosa.
Ooh, mimosa. I like the different flavors because I'm not a fan of orange juice.
Yeah.
You're not a fan of orange juice?
Not that much.
Really? I love
orange juice.
I'll take a mimosa, hold the orange juice.
Okay, there we go.
Hey.
Now we know what she likes. Mm-hmm. But like we're saying on New Jersey, these ladies have been going at it for a while. History seems to repeat itself on this show. Alliances are being formed. It's team control. It should be team family, but this is Jersey. I feel like these people should know better. Melissa should know better. Good strippers, bad strippers. Tree hasn't seen a big package for a while. Head in her puss. Thank you for the recap, Margaret. Let's talk about this. Let's jump into this. Margaret is hosting a brunch. What do we think about this?
I think that was a nice gesture for Margaret.
Yeah.
And I feel like she wanted everyone to come together in like a good light and everyone to have fun. But obviously, we know that doesn't always
happen
with
these people. She planned for it to be relaxing. I mean, they're all like exfoliating and have these moisturizers on their face and these face masks. And it just gets so heated. They eventually have to just wash the mask off.
Exactly. Well, she seemed kind of upset that they were fighting about it. I'm like, didn't you know this was going to happen?
Yeah. It's inevitable.
Exactly. We could have started the episode with Future, mask off.
Well,
next week
if we could go back, if we could turn back time, but we can't. But it's kind of like the theme, you know. Teresa's kind of trying to say to everybody, look, I've been through this and I've lost time and I don't want anybody to lose time, so I'm gonna keep perpetuating this theory until you guys get it. Family.
It took her a while to make like a vet. I mean, I get what you're saying, but she didn't say it in that way. She was very annoying.
Exactly.
Teresa doesn't know how to approach things. When she wants to say something, it always comes out wrong. And I know you, team Teresa, don't get me wrong here.
It always does come out wrong, but I speak Teresa. So I'm like, I know what she's trying to say, y'all. But the thing about it is, like, you know, we're going into our 9th season of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So I just have to say, like, I think we should know better by now. And these ladies.
9 years of Teresa.
Exactly. I know how she works.
She can just hire you as a translator because after 9 seasons, she still doesn't know how to talk to
people. No one knows how to get her.
So me too.
Well, all I have to say is to the new girl, shut up. Your Turkish background. I was just saying shut up to a lot of the ladies. Danielle and her allergies. She's like allergic to face masks. She's allergic to butter. I loved Margaret. She's like, she's allergic to penises.
Maybe Danielle just didn't want to take her makeup off in front of people.
That's a great theory.
What does she look like without makeup? Have we even seen that?
We've seen a lot of stuff.
That's a bold move of everyone showing up without makeup, too. I feel like that never happens.
Well, not everyone didn't. Like, Teresa asked for, like, a face wipe. And Melissa didn't do one, I don't think.
I would have showed up with, like, lightly powdered skin.
But well, you have to for camera anyways.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I feel like the face mask isn't going to work right.
Danielle, I just feel like, you know what? When are we going to see this? The evil side that we know Danielle is. Like, when is she going to really come out?
It's peeking out.
This whole pretending, like, to have friends and stuff, it's just weird.
No, like, literally, last show with just Chelsea and I, she said that someone, I think it was Margaret, said that a lot of the people who were at the bachelorette party were not Danielle's real friends. They were, like, friends of the girls.
Yeah.
They look like hired people. They look like they were hired because...
Yeah, it might have been like a Craigslist ad. Just come like, through.
Girl. Honestly, like when the housewives showed up, they all pulled out their phones. They were trying... I'm like, this looks like...
Yeah, why my friends?
Poor girl.
This looks like it was sponsored by castingextras.com.
Yeah.
Dolores versus Danielle. Voodoo. Dinner reservations. There's going to be no coming together for these two ever. Let me just say that. But something that did happen last season, Dolores and Margaret, they just were not seeing eye to eye. I really like that Dolores is seeing the good in Margaret because Margaret is cool.
Yeah, they both I love seem
Margaret.
Like it.
Margaret is awesome, but she does have a slight tad of desperation in her. Just
Margaret?
A tad, just a tad.
In what way?
And just like some of the one-liners are not, they don't always land. And she, like, the whole thing when she got, like, I love that she was hosting the brunch and everything. I'm like, yeah, she's just playing the cards right. You know,
yeah.
Like, there's going to be an epic showdown. Let me host a party. Like, she's playing the cards right. And then she's like, let's take off our masks. And she got all pissed off. And I'm like, you knew this was going to happen. Like, all right, whatever. I don't know.
It's all part of the show, though. She's got to pretend.
It is part of the show.
They do put them in those situations so that certain things could happen. But I think, I don't know, maybe Margaret actually was hoping for the best.
Yeah, I love Margaret. I feel like she's like such
a I do like her. I'm just saying, there's just like a tad. I just smell a little bit desperation. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's whiffing off of Jackie because she just stinks.
No. I think
she
reeks of it. Angela and Angela team.
Jackie. First of all, Jackie, she has no storyline. None at all.
She doesn't need one. She's a powerful figure.
Oh,
powerful
figure. She's a strong woman.
Yeah, she doesn't
need a good for her. There's lots of strong women everywhere. There's a strong woman in the room right now here. But the thing about Jackie is that she just seemed completely content not speaking to her sister for 15 years. And then as soon as the camera's around, she's like, Mom, I would like to have my sister in my life. Being with Melissa made me miss her. Like... Okay, you haven't seen your sister in 35 minutes. Or
35 minutes.
He's looking at the clock.
You haven't seen your sister in like 15 years, and this is like now you want to see your sister on camera. Now you want to make up with her. It just seems
nice,
like...
Because her and Melissa have a good friendship, and it's like a sisterhood. I love Jackie.
And
I
don't know, was it Angela. Also Jackie. Because Melissa had... She found out that she may possibly have a sister.
Yeah.
And so maybe that part... With, like, discovering a new family member was like, you know what? I miss my family member. Or maybe Jackie hasn't been around another female in 15 years and she just wants a friend.
Yeah, she misses
it. I don't know. It all seems like, wake up and smell the coffee.
Dude,
but we'll get there.
Jackie
we'll get there. The point is, though, here comes Jackie. You know, it obviously, we all thought it was going to be Dolores versus Danielle, but it ended up being Dolores versus Melissa. And this came masks, then omelet station. Here comes Jackie. Tree is like getting ready. Silence is going to be the killer here. If Melissa would have said anything, it would have made everything better, but it didn't. So here comes Danielle. Even Jennifer gets it. Even Jennifer's like, she just doesn't get it. When is she going to get it through her thick skull? I was like, oh my God. Paramus Girls making sense? Like, this is crazy.
No, she shouldn't have butted in. Like, come on. What
well,
is
at least she made sense.
Yeah, she made sense, but there's no part in all that. And to come at my girl Jackie like that, come on.
Jackie was simply, she was defending Melissa.
Yeah, she's being way more positive.
No, I don't like what Jackie said, though. It all goes back to the same point. And I know that Jackie is holding on to her point about the control thing, but it's like, all right, I get that you're saying you can't control anybody. Okay, perfect. What if we agree with you? Let's move on. The next thing that we're focusing on is the fact that you still disrespected Teresa by bringing up her husband. So let's talk about that. You want to keep going back to the control thing. All right, we're over the control thing. Fine. The point is, why would you say something so like derogatory towards Teresa. Now she's going to come after you. Even Joe looked at her and was like, you
said that to her? Yeah, his mouth did drop. But I honestly don't. All right. It was a little disrespectful, but I also think it was necessary because what she said was facts.
Yeah.
You can't control your husband. If you did, he wouldn't be in jail right now. And they literally had Melissa in a corner. It's like all of you guys are yelling at Melissa. You keep bringing it up every single episode. We're tired of hearing it.
But it just shows like how big it can get when you involve everybody. Because when you go back to the basics, and as we see later on in the episode, it can be resolved with just by just canceling out all the white noise.
They kept bringing it up publicly, so that's why.
Like Jackie even said, like have the conversation in private. They kind of involved everyone, and then when Jackie tried to like make a point to Teresa, because realistically, how is Teresa gonna get like whatever else is like thinking? You know what I mean? They can't get their point
and I
across.
I get how everything was worked out, and we're going to really get into it a little bit later, but all I want to say is it just comes down to Melissa and Teresa, and that's the real fight we want to see, because that is the juice.
That's the
that is the juice. When Melissa and Teresa fight, that is what we've been waiting for.
They kissed
for.
And made up.
No. This is what New Jersey has been all about from the beginning, 9 seasons.
Uh-huh.
And I know Teresa, if she was here, she would agree with me. There's always going to be some underlining tension with Teresa and Melissa, because if you go back to the basics, if you go back to New Jersey history, and the people that really know New Jersey will agree with me, they will know what I'm talking about. Melissa joined the show without telling Teresa, and that's what it all goes down to. Teresa will always feel like Melissa did a fast one on her by joining the show and not telling her. And if she just acknowledged that and gave a little bit of credit to Teresa, I think it would all really, really go away.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's always going to be a little pee in that mattress. That's all I have to say.
A little pee in that mattress.
A little history lesson for everybody.
Well, I also feel like, okay, maybe Teresa does feel a little way because of that. But just for the ratings and for like the actual show itself, when Melissa walks in the room and Teresa's like, what are you doing here? That's a real reaction. Like, you have to preserve certain things. Yeah. You can't, like, it's probably in the contract. Don't discuss that you're on the show.
And I feel like they both always have, like, they have, like, a power trip. They both want to control everything. Like, control, like, the whole theme here. But, Joe's, like, some territory.
I love her brother.
That's her brother, Joe's and that's her hilarious. Husband. And they go head to head for Joe.
I love the Joes. Juicy Joe and Joe Jr.
Juicy Joe.
I really do love this franchise. It's really fantastic. Juicy We're going to move Joe. On because we could really, really talk about this forever, because this is what's going to be...
This is the bread and butter here.
And this is what it's going to come down to a little bit later, as we see in the mid-season trailer. It really comes back down again to Teresa and Melissa and everybody around. Everyone else is just pawns. They're just pawns in this big game. But I want to move on and talk about Dolores, because she was talking to women about real problems.
Yeah.
And it makes all of this seem so petty.
Yeah.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah, I love her. I love that she gave women a voice.
Yeah.
What do we think about this segment?
I love that. I thought that was such a genuine, like, that was just... a good act. Finally, you see an actual real good act go on in the show. Like, it's all, like, fake drama, like, bridezillas and all this stuff. We don't see, like, some real stuff happen.
Yeah.
And finally, we see a real act, and that was good.
I do think that bridezillas are real and that they exist.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, not petty stuff. Like, this is life issues.
It put things into perspective, and it's like, okay, y'all are arguing about this dumb stuff that's drawn out, but this is real life, and sometimes people need that inspiration, that wake-up call.
Support, too.
And I like that Dolores shined a little bit of light on this.
Yeah, and she made it relatable and said why she was doing it, because of, like, what she went through after her divorce.
Yeah, she said she had a little rough patch, too.
Yeah. I love that. And you know what? A lot of these women, especially, like, if you look at the OGs of the New Jersey Housewives, these women have been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really carried their families. So I really have a really big respect for them.
Yeah.
So let's keep it going. Dinner at Jennifer's. She's showing off her family, brother's engagement. I guess they wanted to make her look a little bit more relatable, a little bit more real.
I don't know if arranged marriages are relatable.
Everyone is set up.
But it's not just the family. It's their culture, and I understand that. But watching it, I just was like, all right.
The way she goes about it, though, she loves that culture and that, like... Like, it's not modern age.
But I feel like it's pick and choose. Like, when she wants to bring up the culture, it's, like, all about the culture. And then when it's not... Like, it in your culture to brag like that?
Yeah, like,
to brag about sunset?
I think it was the last episode or the episode before that. She told the kids, whoever, they were playing basketball in the backyard. She's like, whoever makes 3 shots in a row gets something off of Amazon. I'm like, what in the culture is this?
I mean, it's a good incentive. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I just didn't grow up like that.
No, I'd
just
be sinking those buckets if I got a gift every time.
It might be the smallest one. She didn't say a good gift.
Well, as we see later in the mid, we're at the mid-season peak, and they blessed us with the mid-season trailer, so I'm sorry if I'm referring to that, but it just, it really gave us life.
Oh, yeah.
It really gave us life, you know, and it gave us a little reminder that, you know, we're at the mid-season, so we have to take a trip. So we're going to the Bahamas, y'all. Bimini, specifically. And I feel like everyone needs a geography lesson because even Teresa...
My daughter was is that in the U.S.? And she's like, no.
Well, that's typical, Teresa.
Do we know where the Bahamas is, kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Angela, why don't you tell us?
Okay. All right, we got a globe right here. And then this is Florida. It's down here.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. He's right.
And I'm from New Orleans, so I actually, like, that's the Gulf of Mexico.
It's your backyard.
I've been to the Bahamas before.
Oh, look, we got a map right there.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. It's very kind of you. Nice. See, it's basically kind of in between... Cuba and
that's my people right there. I'm
Miami.
Cuban.
Are you Cuban?
Yeah.
I love Cuban right people. There. That's awesome.
Oh, well, I don't have Cuba. My contacts in, but I see it's a map. Thank you.
Well, let's go back to the basics. Arranging marriages. Like, apparently it's normal for her, so it wasn't weird. Mm. But no one has ever been divorced in her family.
That's pretty good.
The what's in the pudding? What you said?
The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's really hard to believe, though. Everybody.
I mean,
I believe it. That
I
culture.
Think, yeah, it's, if it's divorced. Really
Yeah, that's because they're like...
They might
You're
not love
leaving.
Each other, right? They might the not love like, each other. They
I
might take a separate bedroom.
Yeah, well, she never said no one was happy.
Yeah, like, that's the thing.
She never said they were happy. She said
she's
they don't
like,
get
no
divorced.
One ever gets divorced because
allowed.
They're not allowed. Like, yeah, the women want it. Trust me. They're like, I wish I could get away from them.
Right. And it's like, can you meet someone that your parents made you meet and then now y'all are married and y'all are so in love and y'all just have fun
you
all the time?
You don't know the person.
Yeah, what if they're weird? Like,
you guys, I'm sorry. I just keep going back to this movie in my head. Have you guys ever seen the Sally Field movie, Not Without My Daughter?
No.
Oh, it's so good. She marries someone from a different culture, and it's like, he's a doctor, perfect wedding,
like
perfect life. It's amazing. And then he's like, let's go back home to Iran to like meet my family. And then they don't leave. And he turns out to be totally different. He's like, you're not leaving. You're my wife, and you have to stay here.
Oh,
and she's like, what? Oh, it's so good.
Like a horror movie?
Like,
watch
back.
It. All right, we're moving on. Jeez. We're going back to New Jersey. Why is Marge Sr. carrying your stuff, Danielle? I mean, really.
Fresh off of surgery,
that,
too.
Yeah.
Fresh
that
off
was
of
a
surgery.
Little. I mean, maybe Marge offered, but someone else. Like, even if Danielle was being annoying, I feel like one of the other girls, Teresa, Jackie wasn't there. Teresa, Melissa, someone could
the
have just.
The girls weren't having it, though. They were maybe not
they
having
weren't,
it with Danielle.
Maybe Margaret could have helped. Like, you let your mom carry that for her. I would have been like, Ma.
Put that down. Exactly.
She acknowledged it, too. She said, that's fine. She can replace me.
Oh, God. And shout out to Jeff in the engineer room for that Sally Jeff. I appreciate that. I love
that. I know.
Sally.
That was quick. He's on it.
He is fast. He's fast. And guess what? Joe is a foot licker.
That was nasty. And even
let's
Melissa...
do a poll. Who's a foot licker? Angel?
No.
I'm a big foot licker.
Are you,
I'm
Angel?
I'm all about those toes.
Woo! High five. There we go.
Oh,
I'm not specifically a foot licker, but the store is open, if you know what I mean. Like, I like it.
No, like, even Melissa was like, I've just been on a plane. And I feel like anytime you're wearing sandals or something
that means it's a real fetish. That means it's a real fetish because he likes
yeah,
some stinky.
Yeah, because that's dirty. Like, you get dirt on your feet. Like, maybe if a person has a sock on and a boot,
he wants
then
some filthy.
Their foot is protected in the sock and in the boot. But you have on sandals or heels, you got some dirt on your feet.
And
that's
he likes
unsanitary.
That. He wants
sure
the
Joe's
musk.
All about that. He's wild.
He wants the musk.
Sorry, I don't want strep throat.
He's a dirty boy. There's crystal blue water, trees alone, and Gia, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I like their little conversation about the geography lesson. And now we're talking about doing a photo shoot. It's just like, Danielle, like, really?
I know.
I mean, it's a cute thing to do, but like Margaret says, when you're 20-something, who... And I don't want to, like, you know, everyone's
and
sensitive
she's been,
these days.
I mean, like... As of 9 years ago, she was engaged 19 times. Now it'd be like 22, 23.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like after you've done something so many times, like, I guess chill with it. Or are you still that excited? Well, like 19 years, 19 times married later.
She's been married at least 2 times. She's been engaged over 20 times.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Danielle, stop.
This isn't a big deal for her.
And you know what was really interesting is that she threw out a little lesbian joke when she had a little lesbian affair herself on the New Jersey History.
Also, what's wrong with lesbians?
There's nothing, but she just wanted to throw a jab out, which wasn't really, I don't know, it wasn't really a jab. Like, being gay is not a jab, sorry. Let's move on. His kids don't like me. And this is just like, it just kind of broke my heart. It took a turn. Here we go. Let's talk about this.
That was the worst part. Yeah, like that conversation. And she's like pushing it on him. Like, oh, you're not doing enough. Poor guy's already pushed his kids away.
You know, that's why they aren't together anymore.
Exactly. Spoiler, Marty, run.
I mean, it's in the headlines. But yeah, spoiler alert. That was horrible. And he had to tell her, like, hold on. But I'm surprised that he even said, you know, I chose you. He said it twice. He repeated himself.
He screamed it, actually.
I chose you.
I wrote it in capital letters on my pad right here.
Yeah, he didn't even stand
like,
up for
literally,
his kids.
And are you dumb?
Like, well, I command respect. Don't cut me off. I'm like, first of all,
respect
don't
his kids.
Not even just like respect the kids, respect the situation. Also, respect like the man you're going to marry. Why would you try to disrespect him like that, like, in front of all your friends?
That's, you don't talk to anybody you care about like that in front of people.
Exactly.
Like,
she brought up that issue.
What
about
are you
his
trying
kids?
To like prove that you're like head honcho? Like, that just makes you look really unattractive.
Yeah. Like, let the man be the man. And.
I don't like him though. You don't do that to your kids.
And he just seems like such a nice guy. You know what I mean? It feels just like she is gonna eat him up and spit him out alive, and she probably did.
He also recently said that he sensed that their divorce was coming because they never got married, right? Or no.
He said she turned out to be like a whole totally different person.
Yeah,
and we're
once the cameras were rolling, maybe she was trying real hard to get like more episodes or something.
Because, definitely.
Once the cameras came on, she
didn't care
about
anybody.
That's why
I'm like, girl, let's go back to the basics. Just start being evil again. Like, we're not buying.
Well, she
was
being evil.
We're not buying
that's
this.
Why she's single.
No, like this is this is just like her being like a weird mean girl. Like, I'm talking about evil when they were all like at the table and Teresa just, and then she just pulled out the book and like put it on the table and everybody was like, oh my god,
that
book.
Was mean girl too though.
Yeah,
that
wasn't mean, that was like evil. Like, she was evil. Like, it was so great and like crazy, and Jacqueline was like in the middle.
Oh, Jacqueline.
Oh,
forgot
god.
About Jacqueline.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, though, like, I'm not buying this whole Danielle's like a normal person. She has friends and 70 people are coming to the wedding. Like, who are these 70 people that are coming to the wedding?
Extras. It's a Craigslist. I'd go to that wedding.
I would go
or
to
maybe
that
family.
Wedding.
Maybe family.
She said extras. It's so true, though.
Fly out to Bahamas? I'd do that. I'm sick.
I don't know. So let's go a little bit more, and we move into like Melissa and Joe, and they're talking about, you know, Dolores, and all of a sudden she's like, flipping her off, and was like, I don't like that you called me Little Miss Perfect.
That wasn't that insulting. I know, right? Like, I've been called worse. Like, am I gonna cry because
you
know
what,
Little Miss
Angel,
Perfect?
You're really pretty.
Yeah, like, that's a, I know, right?
Dolores didn't mean it like that, though. The way she came at it, that was rude. She, like,
no, the way she meant it was like, oh, you don't want to ever get involved. You don't want to do anything wrong.
Yeah,
like
so passive-aggressive.
No, I totally, and I love the way she did it. I love the way she did it.
I still wouldn't have cared. Like when they had the face mask brunch and Teresa and Jackie were going back and forth, Jackie said, okay. Like, that's how it would have been. You called me Little Miss Perfect.
Well, and Melissa, like, I would have brought it up, like, and then Dolores tried to throw some shade at me about you by bringing up something about me being perfect. Like, that didn't even make sense. But instead, she was like, she called me Little Miss Perfect, and I didn't like that. It's
I cannot take their arguments sometimes. Like,
exactly.
Sometimes
it's
really
so petty.
Juicy, like, how it was on the trailer. Sometimes it's like
ridiculous.
That.
That's what I'm talking about, you guys. Like, I mean, if we really, like, look at the overall picture, like, well, let's talk about like christening and like these type of fights. Like, Joe Judas's mom like punched someone at that christening.
Like, that's a fight. That'll but come. You saying Little Miss Perfect is like, girl,
nothing.
Shut up.
This little petty stuff builds up for that.
Exactly.
Full,
and you know what,
Angela? Frontal.
I think you are right. I have read in the tabloids that there's an epic fight coming up. Mm. And let's move on, you know. It all kicks off, and then Joe shuts it all down, and he brings it all up again, and then he shuts it down again. You know, Teresa's like, you're sticking up for her. Missing the point that Melissa wants to give to her, and Melissa's just missing the point that Teresa wants to give to her. So Joe's like, you know what? let's just go talk about this right now. Mm-hmm. I was kind of scared because I feel like it could go anywhere, anyway with Joe. Like, I feel like if he wants to make it right, he could. If he wants to, like, tell Teresa, like, stop, you're being ridiculous, like, shut up, it could really, like, get explosive. But I like that he explained it in the way that made Teresa explain herself a good way. And finally, then, like, it was like a kumbaya, Hakuna Matata.
And that was so mature, but, like, I feel like he approached that so well. Because, like you said, he's like an explosive one. Him and his sister, they're crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, that could have gone. Yeah, that could have gone either way. I feel like he was really mature about it.
What I didn't like, though, Teresa kept saying she felt like she wished that Melissa was more like a sister to her. But even when the girls were in, what was that? Oklahoma. Like, Melissa was almost in tears because she's like, I feel like Teresa's never going to love me as family, like, as a sister. It's like, hello, Teresa.
What's their
history?
She's
trying.
Well, hello. Acknowledge that you came on the show without telling her.
It was clear, in the contract.
Clear
she
everything.
She would have gotten sued
the whole
by Bravo.
The Teresa thing is killing you.
Well, you know what, though? Even though I'm a little bit upset with
Bravo
Teresa.
Bravo would have sued her.
I know.
I'm a tiny, tiny, tiny bit upset with Teresa. She did unfollow me on Instagram.
So, come on
the queen of Jersey.
Jackie follows us on Instagram.
Jackie's at my house right now. So, she's
God.
Watching.
Of course she's at your house. She's not a big star yet. She's first season. She's trying to get her jersey.
Her street cred.
What's the jersey?
What do they hold? Nothing. They're hips.
No, it's Jersey. New Jersey's the Garden State. What do they hold?
No, like Atlanta holds the peaches. Like
they
Jersey
hold
holds
yeah,
their
hold
yeah, no, they hold something. And I'm really like mad at myself that I don't know right now.
Body part.
Jeff, look up the photo.
No, that's not them. They don't hold anything. They're holding
their holding their hips because their hips don't lie. No, they hold something in one of them. One of the seasons are holding something.
I don't know what Jersey has.
While he looks for that, we are going to move on.
What does Jersey hold?
And let's talk about the family core. Like, I love that at the end, like, Teresa was like, look, I lost, like, time, and I don't want you to lose that.
Yeah.
And I really feel like, at that point, again, like, it could have really gone a certain way. Like, Joe could have been like, that was on you.
Yeah.
It just could have really been bad, but instead he was like, well, if you would have just said that, like, I just get it now. Like, it's about family. And family is everything. And I love Juicy Joe for really reiterating that and just letting us know, perpetuating that fabulous theory, because family really is everything. And all is right in the world in Jersey. And for now, they give us a mid-season trailer with, like, Frankie Jr. being so buff. A trip to Cabo, because Real Housewives history, we have to have these trips.
They gotta go on vacation.
Melania's a pop star.
Yeah,
what
Fetty Wap.
Was that?
With Fetty Wap.
Yeah, I think you were looking down. Fetty Wap came out during her performance.
But hold on, like, Melania, those 3 seconds, I was not impressed by those 3 seconds.
She's like 16, isn't she?
That doesn't mean anything. How
doesn't
old
mean
is Michael
anything.
Jackson?
Have you seen The Voice
the
Junior?
There's much talent there, but she can get
have
better.
You seen Star Search?
Right?
Those 5-year-olds be belting it out.
Yeah.
Star Search.
Jackie really tries to secure her spot, and Margaret hates Danielle finally and throws Marty in the pool. Let's get into our table flipping moments of the night.
Prostitution, on, baby.
Oh, Teresa. Yes! The moment that made her famous and catapulted Bravo into another dimension.
She needs an evaluation after
that.
That's
what got Melania that record deal right there.
Exactly.
Money and ratings.
That's what got all of them everything. Melissa, her book deal. Like, that's what I'm trying to talk about. Like,
I know.
You just got to pay homage to the queen and sometimes say, look, Teresa, thank you for flipping that table.
Yeah.
You prostitute.
She set it off.
But also, like, Danielle pulled out the book. So it's
that
like.
That didn't set it off, though.
Yes, it did.
No, that didn't set off this whole show.
It's well,
yeah,
it's,
we've never played that
it's
clip.
Like C, and the book would be A, Teresa, and Dan, and Teresa would be B, and the table flipping moment would be C.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's not what you see every. Like, that's not what you see when you think of Jersey. You don't think of that book.
The point is, though. Danielle needs to really come out and be crazy again. I think that's when the show will go crazy. Could you imagine Teresa and Danielle again fighting?
But she's not even on the show.
Yeah, she makes appearances.
We gotta get her back on.
I
know.
That's why she sabotaged
her marriage.
They won't
have her all the time. Yeah. She's too crazy.
She gave up her marriage for Bravo.
She would give up everything for Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, table flipping moment for you. Go ahead, Angel.
I wanted to say the trailer because it was very intense and made me just want to watch like everything. But also when Danielle was talking to Marty so bad and him choosing his kids over her, like, that's ridiculous. I would not have gone to that wedding. He said 2 of 3 kids were there. Should have been 0 of 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with when Teresa went at Jackie. I know. Don't get mad at me here. But come on.
He's making an angry tweet right now. Yeah, he's come on, Twitter fingers.
Right. You're done.
Angelo is done.
That's my table flipping moment. She was ready to ride at Jackie. She had that fire built up, and you could tell, too.
Yeah.
My table flipping moment. Honestly, I think it just. To me, it sounds weird, but it was like the Melania and Teresa moment because it's just like going back to the basics. And I really love Teresa's family and those kids. Like, we've seen them grow up.
Yeah, we've seen them from kids.
And Gia's like gorgeous. And so
she's so old now.
And I would never, ever in a million years imagine Melania to be a pop star. Like, this is crazy.
I wouldn't call her that.
I don't know what we're going to call it.
I got her on iTunes. She's pretty good.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God. I was like, stop it.
No.
Money can't buy you class. All right, let's get into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Margaret Joseph, as we saw in the trailer, she pushes Marty into the pool. Danielle Staub's estranged husband. In the new heated mid-season trailer that we've just been talking about.
Oh, yeah.
We've just been talking about Marty Caffrey. Apparently, there's like restraining orders and like all this emergency restraining orders between him and Danielle. That apparently they were living in the same house for a while.
Yeah.
But apparently now he's leaning more on Margaret because Margaret is not friends with Danielle. So he's like...
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'm falling out.
Yeah, it says Danielle Estrange's husband is leaning on Margaret Joseph after an emergency temporary restraining order banned him from their home. Yes, so apparently...
Is he staying with Margaret?
I guess.
But on the mid-season trailer, they questioned Danielle asking if she was with Marty for the money. So how can he not go to their home when it seems like he's the breadwinner? I would be like, get out my house.
Danielle's right evil. I'm telling you, it's about to come out.
She's got her ways.
It said Marty Caffrey was not allowed to enter the Inglewood, New Jersey home they shared. When he filed his own restraining order, she was banned from entering the home where he was living, which he listed as a private on court documents.
Oh, so he's got his own home that he's staying in.
I don't know.
So it just seems like Caffrey, which is Marty, did seek refuge with Margaret despite having the bad blood with Joe.
Of all people, he probably did crazy. That on purpose. Because, like, you don't have a friend, like, one of your best friends.
It literally says, in quotes,
he's just looking for that.
Marty is leaning on Margaret, who lives down the street from his house with Danielle. That is so crazy.
So he's right by his old house that he's not supposed to be at.
Yeah, basically.
But doesn't he have a house?
I'm sure he has a couple houses.
Why is he at Margaret's then?
I don't know what's happening in Jersey.
Because he's trying to be petty. That's what he's trying to do.
Like,
okay, we broke up. I'm going to stay by your friend.
Obviously, he's not that smart.
You can't be that smart.
So this is...
I know the 19 times doesn't like...
This is the trailer right here. Jeff just pulled it up for us.
Yeah.
Look at him running around.
Oh, Juicy Joe. Yeah, so it looks like Frankie Joe's going to enter the competition. He's eating everything in sight to get all big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be like his daddy.
Yeah, his dad is massive.
All right, well, let's get into our predictions. What we're going to see the rest of the season, what we want to see, what we think is going to happen. Let's start with Angel.
I think that Jennifer is going to end up in tears because the girls are going to be telling her that she is too over the top. And we already saw a little bit about that with Jackie being a little shady with her article talking about spoiling the kids. So Jackie does have a storyline. She's a writer.
Anybody can write anything.
Right?
Everybody has a blog these days.
But yeah, I think, you know, and I think even though I'm Team Jackie and I love the girl, I feel like everyone's going to turn on her. She's making a lot of enemies early on. And I feel like in this upcoming episodes, like, everyone's going to start turning. And Melissa's, like, trying to be on Teresa's good side, so she might, like, give her a couple backstabbing moves. Yeah.
She also said, as long as we're good, I don't care about any of those other girls.
And I was like, Jackie, I know.
I mean, I got what she was saying. Family comes first. But at the same time, this was the only girl in your corner.
Yeah,
every now and then, Margaret would say a little something.
I'm not buying it. My prediction is that it's just not over with Melissa and Teresa. There's still something bubbling. It will come up, I feel
like. Oh, it's got to.
I had something to say and I'm just totally forgetting now. No, but I do feel like it's really going to come to the surface. I saw actually something. I was skimming something and it said that Teresa and Melissa, there is going to be a fight. Uh-oh. And it seems like they're not going to be able to come back from it, from what I hear. But I'm not sure.
They're always never going to come back from
Maybe
it, though.
Maybe you can plant a little seed in Teresa's ear, you know, tell her you heard some stuff.
Well, hopefully
stuff
she's
from
watching. Follow me back on Instagram, Teresa.
That's even good that she had you following in the first place, though.
Well, she followed me because she knows I'm the king of Bravo. Uh-huh. Other than Andy, fine, I'll be the prince. Andy's the king.
Fine.
Andy's the king. So that is our show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We miss you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. What would you like to promote, Angel?
My Instagram at Angel Saunders. Let's hang out, you know, once the show's over.
All right, guys. Angelo Garcia. My Instagram's at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
Chelsea, we miss you. I hope I did your panel justice. Thank you for having me, New Jersey. You can keep up with me and follow me at Hollywood Leon on all the things. And I host the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show on Sundays at 9 p.m. So check that out because Nene's going crazy and Eva's being fake. And boom like an 808, Shamari's trying to make her mark and earn her peach, just like these people are trying to earn their spot here as well. These new girls come back. We're going to be off for a couple weeks, but then we'll be back in January to give it to you guys and give you all the breakdowns. We will be here. That is our show. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
See you guys.
Happy holidays. Garo, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV.
Good show, guys.
Remember, we're not just the first. We're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.